tomorrow, school students in Castlemaine will be using art to fight against the federal government's planned gas-led recovery as part of a National Day of Action, demanding that Prime Minister Morrison rule out giving billions of COVID-19 recovery funds to gas. Local student Neve O'Connor-Smith is a Year 12 student at Castlemaine Secondary College, one of the organisers, and she joins me now. Neve, good morning to you.
Morning, how are you going?
Very well, thanks. So how did the idea come about to do this?
So with COVID restrictions, we had to find a collaborative, while creative way to involve everyone in some form of strike that would show how many people cared about an action, but without actual humans there because we needed it to be COVID safe.
Yeah, so, of course.
Yeah, we're asking people to bring yellow flowers down and place them around the banner. And then the amount of yellow flowers shows how many people want climate justice.
So the banner itself, have you guys done that, you and other students painted that up? And what does it say on the banner?
So the banner says, "Fund Our Future, Not Gas," and then SFPC on the bottom. And it's basically our slogan for this National Day of Action, and it's telling the government and anyone else who reads it that we want a safe future and we don't want gas to be part of that plan.
One of the things that I found interesting is that I think sometimes, old farts tend to dismiss sort of, kids of your age or young people of your age in terms of how strongly you feel about certain things going forward and the future. So obviously in your case and those of your classmates and your friends and other school students there feel very strongly in terms of what sort of legacy the world is going to leave for you guys.
Yeah, it's like incredible time to grow up politically. Like, and I think so many of my friends like just realise, especially from school strike, the political power we have and the power we have to change things for the better for the future.
And so this Day of Action obviously is a national Day of Action, is it? There are other groups doing similar things in other cities and towns?
Yeah, so far we have over 400 actions registered across Australia, and there are over 2,500 actions across the world.
That's awesome. And from your viewpoint, as you say, obviously, I guess you can't have a huge crowd there, so this is an impactful way. But the thing I like too is that it's a well thought out and a very peaceful way of also demanding action.
Yeah, it kind of allows everyone to join in, even if they don't want to be without having to commit much.
Yeah, well, I think we've seen, a lot of demonstrations lately, over COVID and what have you, that are sort of all turned ugly. So it's good to have it in this respect, a very sort of straightforward and peaceful way of doing it. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, taking it within the guidelines.
And what's the feedback been like from people who know about what you're doing, and particularly from parents, your parents, other parents? What's the feedback been like?
It's really supportive. I think the feedback from everyone is really supportive that we're changing minds and making other people take action. And I think that's really great feedback to get.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think it's got to be a combination of young people concerned about the future and older people concerned about what we're going to leave you guys for the future as well. So if the two parties can think along those lines, it can only help, can't it?
Yes, it really can.
Fantastic. Well, listen, congratulations. Good luck tomorrow. Hope it all goes well. And, as I said earlier, regardless of one's thoughts on the situation with gas, there's always going to be people for and against and all that sort of stuff. But seeing it done this way, I think, is fantastic. And fair play to you and the rest of the guys and girls. And all the very best with it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Neve. Have a great day.
Bye.
Neve O'Connor-Smith, Year 12 Castlemaine Secondary College student. And so, that's happening tomorrow, using art to fight against the federal government's planned gas-led recovery.